verse 3 and 4. Here's what it says. I'm reading from the New International Version. We ought to always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more, and the love of all of you have for one another is increasing. Therefore, among God's churches, we boast about your perseverance and faith in all the persecution and trials you are enduring. We ought to always thank God. Thank God for you, brothers and sisters. And rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more, and the love of all of you have for one another is increasing. Therefore, among God's churches, we boast about your perseverance and faith in all persecution and trials you are enduring. Amen. Here's what I want to talk about today, something to celebrate, something to celebrate. This beginning of this year, I've been focusing some messages and classes centered around leadership. And in this particular text where Paul writes to this young church in Thessalonica, a church that he celebrates and loved, didn't have a lot of time to be there, but it was a church located in the capital city of Macedonia and the northwest part of the Aegean Sea. A very, very prosperous community, a naval port, a place where everything, Thessalonica was a major, major, major city. And he writes to this church, he's in Corinth. When he writes to them, he writes two particular letters. One particular letter, individuals were concerned that they had missed the rapture. And he writes to them to remind them, no, that's something that's so big, you ain't going to miss that. You're not going to miss that. And so he writes to them again as a follow-up to remind them that the Lord is coming back. But right here in the beginning, it's a small letter. It's a personal epistle. It's a very small letter. But y'all know I read that verse 3 and 4 kind of quick, and y'all know we don't read that quick. I tell y'all all the time, we read in the first gear. We read in first gear because if you read too fast, you'll miss a whole lot. But there is something that Paul says in the verses 3 and 4 of this particular chapter that I share with you is something that every leader should consider. And I don't know whether you are a leader of a church or a leader in ministry or a leader in a club or leader at sorority. I don't know what you may be leading. You may be a leader at work, but here's what I want to show you. When you see these things, it is something to celebrate. It's something to celebrate. The first thing I want to do, I want to go back and I'm going to read I'm going to read it in the first gear like I should have done it the first time, but I'm not going to read it. I'm not going to read it all. We're going to take it one step at a time. He begins here by saying, we ought always to thank God for you. Now, this is interesting because when he says we, he is talking about believers. He's talking about individuals that are in leadership. He says we, not just me, but all of us who have been blessed to be a part of the family of God and advance the kingdom. Us who are believers, we ought to. There's something we don't always do, but we ought to do it. It's something that sometimes if you aren't careful, you will omit. But this is something. This is one thing. This is one thing that we ought to do. We ought to do it. And so what he's really saying is don't forget to do this. Don't forget to do it, because if you aren't careful, you can get real busy and you can forget to do this thing that I'm talking about. And he says, and he's not just talking to other folk. It's a reminder almost to himself. And whenever you read the epistles of Paul, you will see this over and over. It's a practice that he tries to keep, on and on and on. You'll see him spending a lot of time thanking God. And here in this text, here's what he says. We ought to always to thank God. And so the question then is, what do we need to thank God for? Because, you know, God's so good, and, you know, we got these phrases. He's good all the time. And then if Reverend Fred had the mic, he would say it all the time. God is good. Now, the good part about God being good is he's good all the time. And all the time, God is good. But that can create a problem, because he's good all the time. And all the time, God is good. We just expect him to be God, because he's good, and we expect him to be good too. But the question is, are we spending as much time thanking God as God is spending the time being good? Now, he's working 24/7 being a good God. But do we spend as much time thanking God for the good stuff that he does on our behalf? Paul says, now we ought to. We ought to always thank God. And so the question is, what should we thank God for? Kim, you asked a good question. Kim's getting us started today with questions for 100. What should we thank God for? Listen to what Paul says. Paul says we ought to always thank God for you, brothers and sisters. We ought to thank God, first of all, for the family. Amen. Somebody say family. Thank God for the family. Let's say it again. We ought to thank God and say family. Now, here's what that means. I know some of y'all are struggling because some of our families. But Paul says, he doesn't distinguish between a family that's on a mountaintop, or a family that's in the valley, or a family that's in the storm. He says, we got to learn how to thank God for family, period. And I want to tell you, we ought to thank God for our brothers and sisters, period, because one of the things that it teaches us and helps us to know is that Paul is reminding us that we're not the only child. And the God we serve has a whole lot of children. And when they accept his son as their savior, we all become brothers and sisters. And it ain't got nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with the Father who loves everybody. Hey, doesn't he love everybody? And he loves us he loves his children when they're good. And he loves their children when they're out of bounds. Come here. That's good theology. He loves us when we're good, and he loves us even when we're out of bounds. Is there anybody in here? It's Sunday. You know I'm going to ask you to tell the truth. Is there anybody up in here who's ever been out of bounds? Let me prove my point. Let me prove my point. Did God stop loving us when we were out of bounds? Matter of fact, if you take a real good look at it, you'll discover it's almost as if he loved me more when I was out of bounds. Because God has a way of going out of his way to get sheep who goes. And we ought to celebrate God, because he doesn't stop loving us when we step. And the lesson is, if God can love us when we step out of bounds, we ought to learn how to love each other even when somebody in the family has stepped. Because the children don't always stay. But you can't stop loving them. because they step. Matter of fact, you might need to love them a little more. Because sometimes, isn't it the love of God that draws us to repentance? Paul says, thank God for the brothers and sisters. Thank God for the family. Because what it helps us to know, Shell, is we ain't alone. We ain't alone. Come on, I'm going to tell the truth. We ain't alone. They might leave us alone sometime, but we ain't alone. We ain't alone. We may not have the family that we'd like to have, but the good news is we ain't alone. Why would God put folk in the family that sometimes agitate us so? Ain't that a good question? Ain't that a good question? Why the Lord have Buki Nim? He does it. You know why he does it? Because it gives us a reason. Let me do it like Derek Wakefield would say. Derek Wakefield would say he gives us a reason to bend the knee. Sometimes God has to use folk close to us to rock us, to work us, so that we done done all we can do. Most of the time, that's when we turn to God. And sometimes God will give you some folk in the family that will cause you to go bend the knee. And you do know what will happen when you bend the knee. you know what will happen when you start telling God all about it. You know what will happen when you say, Father, I stretch my hands to thee. Father, I done said all I know to say. I done all I know to do. Here it is. Here it is, Lord. Here it is. And you know, God has a way. God can reach folk we can't reach. God can change some folks' mind that we can't change. And while we on our knee, every now and then, God bless us with a little evidence that he's working on our behalf. Have I got a witness here? He gives us a reason. He gives us a reason to bend the knee. We're not alone. He gives us a reason to bend the knee. And it's good to know that God is working, because when he works, when we see him working, it gives us a reason to celebrate. We got to do that. Because there's a marvelous picture that all of us love in Scripture where Jesus describes the Father. Describes the Father as a man who had two boys and one went out of bounds. The Father loved him. The Father prepared for celebration, believing that one day that boy was going to come home. And that's the kind of heart we ought to have. May not be where we'd like him to be, but we ought to live believing that God can, and it's God's desire to bring him home. Paul celebrates. He says, we ought to thank God. We ought to always thank God for you, brothers and sisters. Watch this. And rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more. First thing we ought to thank God for, we ought to celebrate the family. Then Paul turns around and says, you ought to celebrate, he celebrates their faith. Their faith. He is excited about the family, but he's even more excited about the family's faith. Watch what he says about their faith. He says in the text, that their faith, he says, I'm celebrating the fact that your faith is growing, I like this, more and more. It's growing more and more. Meaning that you use that little faith to trust God to get in a relationship with him. But after that, you use some more faith to live by faith. And now that we look at you, I can tell already that you're growing. And I know how you grew. You're growing because of your faith. I'm here to tell you right now that whenever you see folk believing in God, whenever you see folk maturing in the Lord, whenever you see folk trying to line up with God's will, it's a sign that their faith is growing. And we got to celebrate any and everybody who is growing little by little. I witnessed into a little young man just the other day, and he was out of bounds, and he needed some help. And I said, oh, thank God for that, because it gave me a chance to have a conversation with him. He needed something that would work best if the pastor did it. And so I didn't do it until we had a face-to-face conversation, because I wanted to put my eyes on him, and then I wanted to put my hands on him, and I wanted him to see my eyes and see my heart. And so when we got to talking, I said, I know this is making you a little uncomfortable, but I want you to know how much I love you, because we need to tell the truth. When somebody is out of bounds, you need to let them know. The right place, right time, right tone. Oh, you missed it. Right place, right time, right tone, tenderness. Did you get it? Not in front of Grandmama Nim, not in front of the church, not in front of your friends. Right place, right time, right tone, tender. And as I shared with him some steps of getting back in bounds, I said, now, son, I ain't asking you to take a leap. Here's all I want you to do. Give me a baby step. See, when somebody way out of bounds, that's you can't get them from out of bounds to into men's choir in one step. That's too big a step, even with two good knees. You can't get them from out of bounds to the usher board, from out of bounds to inductive study in one big old leap. Baby steps. Oh, you know about baby steps. You know about baby steps. You grown and you still do baby steps. I did it the other day. Went to check on my livestock, and there was ice on the ground. And when I first jumped out of the truck, I didn't see it, but I was holding on. I didn't have enough sense to hold on. And it was only because I was holding on that I didn't go down. You're going to catch that. I ain't got time to preach that today. But I didn't go down because I was holding on. And then I discovered I still got to get from point A to point B. And you know how I made it? Ain't nothing wrong with. Didn't King say, if you can't run, walk? If you can't walk, crawl. Whatever you do, just keep on moving. Even if it's. Some of y'all taking big old steps, but to God, it ain't nothing but baby steps. You really think you're doing something, but to God, you ain't. Shh. Y'all, that's what happens when you when you stand up too so long, you really think you're doing something. But in the eyes of the Lord, it ain't nothing but. He celebrates your faith is growing more and more. More and more. We got to give folk time to grow and celebrate their growth. Watch this. He says, I'm excited about the fact that your faith is growing more and more. Watch this. And the love of all of you that you have for one another is increasing. He says, your faith is growing more and more, and your love for each other is increasing. Wow. Your love for one another is increasing. It is so awesome to watch people look for a chance to love somebody. This jacket is getting it fits just about. I mean, the arms might need a little bit, but up here it's getting a little snug. Not because I gained any weight. It's Sunday. I'm telling the truth. It ain't because of that. It's because I'm so godly proud of being able to watch people that I pastor find ways of loving on folk. See, here's what Paul's doing. See, Paul is making sure that yes, there are times when people are out of bounds, that we've got to get them to the right place, right timing, right tone, tender, and all of that, because sometimes people need to be corrected. But then sometimes people need to be celebrated when they're doing something good. And in this text, what Paul is really doing, he's taking a moment to tell the Thessalonians, he said, hey, let me tell you, I'm hippopotamus happy because y'all are operating like a family. And I'm excited, I'm peacock proud, godly proud, of the faith that you have, that your faith is growing. And then it seems like every time we turn around, your love for each other is increasing more and more. I was chuckling with one of my brothers, we have a brother and a sister who loves serving when we have homegoing celebrations. And on this particular time, the individual who took on the responsibility of decorating the tables, she wanted to do something extra. And of course, he's the husband, so he's the whatever you need me to do. And we were talking. He said, well, you know, we're getting these tables together, and you know, I'm here to help, because she wants to have it a certain kind of way. And when she finished, I looked and I said to myself, that is such a beautiful expression, because all she's trying to do is to let the family know we love you and we're grateful for God who gave us our sister who was a part of your family. And she decorated that thing, and it had bags and words on it, and it read and black and all of that, because the sister, she was celebrating. She was a Delta, you know, but she was also a sister. And the more I thought about it, the person who was doing it was an AKA. But when she was doing it for a Delta... But beyond all of that, she was a sister in Christ. And isn't it wonderful when you see folk look for an opportunity to in, to increase their love for one another. Paul had to stop and do a timeout because he said, I saw it. There's a little book called The One-Minute Manager. The One-Minute Manager says that most of the time in management, when somebody's your boss or manager, most of the time they only talk to you when it's something negative. That's why people want to run when they see you coming, because they don't think you got anything positive to say. But the One-Minute Manager says you ought to flip the script. The One-Minute Manager says, catch them doing something good and stop them and celebrate when they're doing something good. That's what Paul's doing right here. Paul's saying, I'm not going any further in this letter until I stop and celebrate the fact that I see y'all operating like brothers and sisters. I'm not going to go any further until I celebrate the faith that I see y'all using. I'm not going to go any further until I stop and celebrate the love that I see increasing more and more. And just like Paul said it, I just want to say a time out and say, hey, Nazarene, I ain't going a step further. I just want to thank you because it's a joy to see you operate as brothers and sisters, as a family. It's a joy to see your faith, to see you trusting God day by day by day. It's a joy to see y'all loving each other more and more. See, y'all so quiet, y'all don't even, only 3 amens back here. I know what it is. Y'all think I'm setting you up. It ain't a setup. It ain't a setup. I told you the sermon is a reason to celebrate. It ain't. I'm celebrating your faith, celebrating the family. And here's the last one. I'm celebrating your fortitude. let me show you verse 4. You ready for verse 4? Hey, BJ, here it is. Look at verse 4. It says, therefore, because of your increasing love, because of your increasing faith, because of the way you treat one another as a family, verse 4, therefore, among God's churches, we boast about your perseverance and faith in all the persecutions and trials you're enduring. Hey, KJ, he's saying, I'm celebrating your fortitude. I was trying to line it up, make it easy for y'all to remember since everything was F today. You know what fortitude is? Fortitude, here it is, Sam. Fortitude is the courage to hang in there. It's the courage to persevere. It's the courage to do everything you know to do in spite of the fact that you're dealing with some stuff yourself. Look at what Paul said. Paul said, hey, here's what's going to happen. I'm writing this down, and I'm going to tell every church I see about y'all. Because here's what happens to a lot of people. A lot of people wants to wait until their situation gets better before they grow in their faith, before they grow in their love. And here's what Paul is saying. I'm going to celebrate y'all because you didn't wait till your situation got better in order to love one another. You didn't wait till your situation got cleared up before you kept on exercising your faith. You didn't wait until your storm passed over. Now, y'all, that's maturity right there. That's maturity right there. Because you know what I see? What I see, there's some folk that are going through some stuff, and you can't even tell that they're going through because they're trusting God. They don't wear no sign. They don't have no pity party. They're not playing the blues. They are celebrating, believing victory is mine, even while I'm waiting on it. Because sometimes you can't wait till your situation get better to encourage somebody. You can't wait till your storm passes. So, matter of fact, let me show you a real good recipe. You want to get excited? Serve your way to excitement. You want to come out of a storm? Serve your way out of a storm. You want to come out of a bad situation? Love your way out of a bad situation. Because while you helping somebody else, you'd be amazed how God is clearing up something on your behalf. The Bible is true. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Put the hanky down and put your hands together. Put the tissue away and put your hands together. Hey, get on your favorite song. Have I Got a Witness here? And celebrate the goodness of God. Make your own song list and don't put nothing sad on it. Everything, make it a song of victory because God is able. Have I Got a Witness? Matter of fact, not only is he able to see you through, he's bringing you through even when you can't see it. So to God be the glory. Keep on loving folk. Keep on trusting God. Keep growing in your faith because God is working on your behalf. Paul said, I'm going to tell everybody about your faith. And I'm going to let them know that you didn't wait till your storm passed over. I'm going to tell them you didn't wait for good news from the doctor. I'm going to tell them you didn't wait till the ship came in to trust him, to serve him, and to love one another. Ain't that what Jesus did for us? Even on the cross, he turns one way and says, Father, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing. Turned another way and said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise, because he don't wait till the situation gets better to do what God wants him to do. May the Lord bless you. See you in a while. But may the Lord bless you real good. I'm through. I'm just trying to quit. May the Lord bless you real good. Keep on loving each other. Keep on serving each other. Keep on blessing each other. And the Lord will bless you. He'll keep you. And he'll make your cup run over and over and over. Somebody looking at me right now. A reason.